Redemption Accomplished and Applied, Part 2, Session 3. 再次救赎其恩，第二部分，第三讲。We continue and we'll conclude Chapter 1, Order of Application. 我们继续，也会讲完第一章，施行救赎的次序。There is another reason why we should believe that faith is prior to justification. 还有另外一个理由，我们为什么需要相信呢？信心是在称义之前的。We found already that calling is prior to justification. 我们已经看到，呼召在先，然后有称义。And faith is connected with calling. 而信心呢，是与呼召有关的。It does not constitute calling. 信心不是呼召。But it is the inevitable response of our heart and mind and will to the divine call. 但是信心乃是说，对上帝的呼召，从我们的知情意所做出的必然的回应。In this matter, call and response coincide. 在这件事情上，呼召和回应可以说是同时发生的。For that reason, we should expect that since calling is prior to justification, so is faith. 因为这个缘故呢，我们必须期，因为这个缘故的话，我们必须期待，既然呼召是在称义之前，那么信心呢也是在称义之前。 This inference is confirmed by the express statement that we are justified by faith. 这个推论呢，由圣经明文所说的我们是因信称义，有这个事实可以再次的证明。We are now in a position to give the following slightly enlarged outline of the order in the application of redemption. 现在呢，我们就可以在施行救赎的次序上，可以提出下列这个扩大的一个的次序的大纲 ：calling, faith, justification, glorification. 呼召，信心。称义的荣耀。If we think in scriptural terms, it is not difficult to insert another step. 假如我们按照圣经来思考的话，我们在这里再插入一个步骤是不难的。It is that of regeneration, 就是重生这一步。It in turn must be prior to faith.重生也必须在信心之前。Much controversy turns on this question. 这个问题有很多的争辩。And into all the angles of that controversy we need not enter. 现在我们不必进入到这个神学争辩里面各种的细节。Still further, 再者，It will not be possible in this chapter to give all the evidence establishing the priority of regeneration. 在这章的篇幅里，不可能提出所有的证据证明重生是在先，重生是在信心之先。A good deal of that evidence will be presented later. 我们会在本书的后文提出很多这方面的证据的。Suffice it at present to be reminded that 现在我们只需要被提醒这件事就够了 that as sinners we are dead in trespasses and sins 我们身为罪人是在过犯罪恶中死了的人 Faith is a whole-souled act 信心是我们整个灵魂的动作 of loving, trust and self-commitment就是在爱里面的信靠和委身自己 of that we are incapable 我们是没有这个能力做这件事的。Until renewed by the Holy Spirit, 直到圣灵使我们成为新的人。It was to this our Lord testified. 我们的主耶稣就是见证这件事。When he said that no one could come unto him except it were given unto him of the Father, and except the Father draw him. 就是当主耶稣说没有一个人能够来到他面前，除非是父赐给他这个人，也是除非父神吸引他到基督那里来。 John chapter 6 44 and 45， 约翰福音第六章第44和第45节。若不是差我来的父吸引人，就没有能到我这里来的，到我这里来的，在末日我要叫他复活。在先知书上写着说，他们都要蒙上帝的教训，凡听见父之教训又学习的，就到我这里来。 And again we must remember John 3:3， 我们再次要记住约翰福音第三章第三节。Except a man be born from above, he cannot see the kingdom of God. 人若不重生，就不能见上帝的国。Surely, seeing the kingdom of God is the act of faith. 诚然，见神的国是一个信心的动作。And if so, 假如是如此的话呢， such faith is impossible without regeneration. 这种的信心若没有先被重生，是不可能的。Hence, regeneration must be prior to faith. 因此，重生必定是在信心之前。We can affirm then on these grounds. 根据这些理由，我们现在可以肯定地说 that the order is regeneration, faith, justification. 次序乃是重生、信心、称义。This does not settle the question as to the order in connection with calling in and regeneration. 但这里并没有解决一个问题，就是呼召和重生之间的先后关系。Is regeneration prior to effectual calling, or is the reverse the case? 重生是在呼召有效的呼召之前呢，还是反过来呢？ There are arguments which could be pleaded.In favor of the priority of regeneration. 有人会提出一些的理由来支持重生是在呼召之前。No great issue would be at stake in adopting that order. 若采取这个次序呢，没有很大的影响的。That is to say, the order regeneration, calling, faith, justification, glorification. 就是说重生、呼召、信心、称义和的荣耀的次序。There is, however, one weighty consideration. 可是还是有一个很有分量的考虑的。A consideration that will be developed later on. 在本书的后文会发挥的。Namely, that in the teaching of Scripture, 乃是说在圣经的教导, it is calling that is given distinct emphasis and prominence. 根据圣经的教导呢，圣经强调呼召，把呼召放在一个很显著的地位。 As that act of God whereby sinners are translated from darkness to light and ushered into fellowship of Christ. 呼召乃是上帝那个作为，转移罪人从黑暗入光明，引导人进入到与基督相交的关系里面。This feature of New Testament teaching creates a distinct impression that 新约圣经的教导这方面的特点呢，就给我们一个强烈的印象，就是说 Salvation in actual possession takes its start from an efficacious summons on the part of God. 一个人具体的拥有了救恩，具体的得救的开始，乃是从上帝那边而来的有效的大能有效的召唤。 And that this summons, since it is God's summons, carries in its bosom all of the operative efficacy by which it is made effective. 这个的护照就是因为是上帝的护照，就在里面呢包含了一切的有效性，以至于护照是大能有效的护照。 It is calling and not regeneration that possesses that character. 有这个大能有效的特点的是护照，而不是重生。 Hence, there is more to be said for the priority of calling. 因此呢，还有很多的话可以讲来支持呼召是在重生之前的。 If then, 假如是如此的话呢， we have the following elements and in the following order. 我们就有这些的要素，有这样的排列的次序。 Calling, 呼召， Regeneration, 重生， Faith, 信心， Justification, 称义， and Glorification, 最后的荣耀。 We haveReally settled all that is of basic importance to the question. 我们就已经解决了问题里面最重要的那些的要素了。The other steps can be readily filled in and put in their proper place. 其他的步骤把它填进去，放在正确的位置就没有这么的困难。Repentance is the twin sister of faith. 悔改是信心的双胞胎姐妹。We cannot think of one without the other. 你不能想的一个不同时想的另外一个的。And so repentance would be conjoined with faith. 因此悔改和信心是连在一起的。Conversion is simply another name for repentance and faith conjoined. 回转或者归正只不过是信心和悔改连在一起的一个的同义词。And would therefore be enclosed in repentance and faith. 因此呢，回转就是包含了悔改和信心。Adoption would obviously come after justification. 做神的儿女，被他立为后嗣，当然很明显的是在称义之后。We could not think of one being adopted in the family of God without first of all being accepted by God and made an heir of eternal life.一个人不可能被上帝收养进入到上帝的家，除非他首先被上帝接纳成为一个承受永生的后嗣。 Sanctification is a process that begins, we might say, in regeneration, finds its basis in justification, and derives its energizing grace from the union with Christ, which is effective in effectual calling. 成圣呢是一个过程，我们可以说成圣是从重生开始的，成圣的根据是称义，成圣的能力和恩典是来自与基督联合，而这个与基督联合呢又是有效的恩，而这个与基督的联合又是由有效的呼召所做成的。 Being a continuous processRather than a momentary act. 成圣既然是一个持续下去的过程，而不是一个一刻的作为 ，like calling, regeneration, justification, adoption. 好像呼召、重生、称义、做神的儿女是一个一次过的作为，成圣不是的。It is proper that it should be placed after adoption in the order of application. 因此呢，成圣放在做神的儿女之后。在整个事情做出的次序里面放在做神的儿女之后呢是正当的。 Perseverance is the concomitant and complement of the sanctifying process. 圣徒的坚忍呢是与成圣的过程同时陪伴着的，也是相辅相成的。 And might conveniently be placed either before or afterSanctification. 因此呢，信圣徒的坚忍放在成圣的前或者后面都是很方便的。With all these considerations in view, 我们考虑到这么多的考虑之后呢 ，the order in the application redemption is found to be 上帝施行救赎的 次序乃是 calling 呼召 regeneration 重生 calling 呼召 regeneration 重生 faith and repentance 信心和悔改 justification 称义 adoption 做神的儿女跟后嗣 sanctification 成圣 perseverance 坚韧 and glorification 最后的荣耀。When this order is carefully weighed, 我们慎重地考虑这个次序的时候呢 ，we find that there is a logic which evinces and brings into clear focus the governing principle of salvation in all of its aspects, the grace of God in its sovereignty and efficacy. 我们会看到这里有一种的逻辑，是表明了救赎的这个主导的原则。也是这个主导的原则更明显，这个主导的救赎的原则就是上帝的恩典是主权的，是大能有效的。 Salvation is of the Lord， 救恩似乎耶和华。 In its application， 事情救赎的时候救恩是似乎耶和华。 As well as in its conception and accomplishment， 政府救恩的计划是似乎耶和华，救恩的成就是属耶和华，救恩的施行也是属耶和华的。 End of chapter 1， 第一章结束。 Chapter 2， Effectual Calling， 第二章有效的呼召。 In the preceding chapter it was stated that there are good reasons for believing that the application of redemption begins with God's effectual call to sinners who are dead in trespasses and sins。我们上一章我们说过，我们有很好的理由相信上帝施行救赎的第一步乃是上帝有效的呼召那些在过犯罪恶中死的罪人。 It was admitted that considerations in favor of placing regeneration first could be pleaded， 我们也承认若说重生排在第一步也有一些考虑是支持这种的想法的。 And that no great issue would be at stake if that were done， 假如把重生排在第一步也没有很大的影响。 The reasons for placing God's call first will become more apparent after we have set forth a biblical teaching on the subject of the effectual call。 当我们提出圣经教导有效的呼召整个的教导之后呢，我们可能就很清楚地看到为什么我们把上帝的呼召放在第一步。 We may properly speak of a call which is not in itself effectual， 我们也可以提到有一种的呼召本身不是有效的。 This is often spoken of as the universal call of the gospel， 很多时候这种的非有效的呼召是被称为福音的普世性的呼召或者呼吁。 The overtures of grace in the gospel addressed to all men without distinctions are very real。 福音里面上帝的恩典向全人类邀请呼吁，不分国族等等，是一个很真的一个的邀请或者呼吁。And we must maintain that doctrine with all its implications for God's grace on the one hand and for man's responsibility and privilege on the other。 这个福音里面恩典的邀请呢，我们必须坚信它里面对上帝的恩典和人的责任和特权呢是有很重要的含义的。It is not improper to refer to that universal overture as a universal call。 若称这个的向全人的邀请称它为普世性的呼召是正确的。 It is highly probable that it is this call that is referred to in Matthew 22:14， 在马太福音第22章第14节所提到的最有可能就是这种的呼召。 Many are called but few are chosen，马太22章第14节，因为被召的人多，选上的人少。 And there are several texts in the Old Testament which could be appealed to in support of this conclusion。 我们也可以诉诸一些旧约的经文来支持这个的结论，就是有一种福音的普世性的护照，那这个并不是有效的护照。
But it is very striking that in the New Testament the terms for calling when used specifically with reference to salvation are almost uniformly applied not to the universal call of the gospel but to the call that ushers men into the state of salvation and therefore is effectual.
但是一件很惊人的事那是说在新约圣经里呼召啊，讲到呼召所用的名词，特别是在救恩的事情上讲到呼召所用的名词，差不多全部都不是指福音向全人类的呼吁，乃是指有效的呼召，领人进入到一个得救的状态，它是肯定是有效的。
There is scarcely an instance where the terms are used to designate the indiscriminate overture of grace in the gospel of Christ.
新约圣经里差不多没有一次用呼召这个词来指基督的福音里面向人所做出的呼吁邀请，不分国族男女老少。
Hence, the all but uniform meaning is
差不多整本新约一致性的意义乃是说
is that which is fixed by such well-known passages as Romans 8:30
就是罗马书第八章三十节这一类的有名的经文所设定的
whom he did predestinate them he also called
所预先定下来的人他就呼召他们召他们来
First Corinthians 1:9
哥林多前书第一章第九节
God is faithful by whom ye were called into the fellowship of his son
上帝是信实的你们原是被他所召好与他儿子我们的主耶稣基督一同得分
2 Peter 1:10
彼得后书第一章彼得后书第一章第十节
Wherefore the rather brethren give diligence to make your calling and election sure
所以弟兄们应该更加的殷勤使你们所蒙的恩召和拣选坚定不移
refer to Romans 1:6-7 1 Corinthians 1:26
参考罗马书第一章第六和第七节哥林多前书第一章二十六节
This is the reason why we generally speak of this calling as effectual
就是因为这个理由我们一般上称这个护照是有效的护照
With scarcely an exception, the New Testament means by the words call, called, calling, nothing less than the call which is efficacious unto salvation.
差不多没有一次的例外。当新约圣经讲到呼召、被呼召、这个呼召本身的时候呢，都是在讲一种有效的使人具体得救的大能有效的呼召。那这个第二章下面呢？分几段第一呼召者 the author
the rest of chapter 2 section 1 the author
第一段是讲这个呼召者 number 2 the nature 第二段呼召的本质
number 3 the pattern
第三呼召的样式这里呢又分三大段
and number 4 the priority
第四段呼召是排在前面它的优先性有四方面在这里我们要学习的
We will continue in our next session with the author of the effectual call God the Father calls the sinner
父上帝呼召罪人进入到在基督里
into fellowship with his son